the Sportscast, December the 3rd, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch.tv, Twitter, and Apple Podcast. And if you're listening on Apple Podcast, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio. If you want to listen to us on radio any time of the day, listen to our smart speaker, the Alexa, that we can find to say, Alexa, play Sportscast, and you'll hear us live and direct. And we'll also be airing the Alabama-Georgia game tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern. So looking forward to that matchup. And, of course, visit us on the sportscast.net. We got the latest gossip news on sports and also on our Twitter, the Sportscast One. We first break it on Twitter. Then we go on to the website, of course, because Twitter, that's where you break the stories. And check out our apps, the Sportscast. We do have push notifications, so we'll see what happens there. Cowboys versus Saints last night, huge matchup. Cowboys are back now because the Saints were missing some players, but the Cowboys were missing some coaches as well. Anyways, join us from upstate Pennsylvania, a man that cooks barbecue during the snow, Jeff Favre. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thanks for having me, Santiago. I just sealed my smoker so that I can smoke.
You can technically eat barbecue in the wintertime, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it gets cold, but I sealed up my smoker so that it is air efficient, so that the air movement is good and I don't lose heat. So I'm ready for this winter.
And that's very green friendly, I bet. Do you add vinegar to your barbecue sauce?
No, not usually. Not. I'm more of like I like the Kansas City style sauces, and if I don't do that, then I like something from like the Florida Panhandle area there, where they do like the honey heat is probably my second favorite.
Oof, that's, you know, it's interesting whenever I go to Mission Barbecue, I go for the KC sauce.
Oh, yeah. KC sauce is the way to go.
It's, like, by far the best. The other ones are okay, but this one, I don't know, that twang, something that just they put in that sauce. Anyways, something was put in the Cowboy sauce last night. They won. Jeff Favre, 27-17. There was no Coach Mark McCarthy last night. Tony Pollard could have been the star of the show, but the defense was more of the star. They had four interceptions against Taysom Hill, who had an injured finger. What is your thoughts over this Thursday night pivotal game?
Every year, there's a team that at some point during the season just gets decimated by injuries, and this year, the Saints are at least one of those teams. First of all, you're playing with your backup quarterback. You know, they've been playing with Simeon the last couple of weeks. Now they're playing with Hill. That is really tough. I mean, that is incredibly difficult. It seems as though the Saints defense, they hang tough, you know, they play hard, but eventually your offense just has to help you. And lately the offense hasn't been able to do anything. And then when the offense is turning it over and giving up pick sixes, I mean, then you're really in trouble, because now the defense didn't even get a chance. They didn't even get to come on the field. So I do think Dallas has been playing pretty well. And I think Dak is one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL right now. And it's always hard to quantify exactly, you know, that 5 to 8 range. But I think he's great. The Cowboys have tons of weapons. Their offensive line, when it's healthy, is really good. And Pollard, I mean, he's explosive. You know, he's a big play waiting to happen. And as long as they're getting him the ball and staying balanced, and you know, Lamb has been awesome. Cooper had a few nice catches, and I like Gallup, man. I think Gallup, you know, unfortunately for him, he's probably going to be the odd man out. He's going to have to leave after this year just because they drafted Lamb so high. But, man, I think Gallup, when he gets his opportunity, he's a nice player too.
Yeah, Gallup has definitely been up there in the rankings. Of course, he had to step it up last night with no Amari Cooper, but CeeDee Lamb did play. Who had 89 yards, and Dalton Schultz had 43 yards. The Saints team, obviously going back and forth with Simeon and Taysom Hill. Jeff, who do you think is better right now?
Well, man, that's a tough question because, I mean, I'm not trying to say Hill is a great quarterback in the first place, but, I mean, he did have the finger injury, which it doesn't help your case. We'll just say that. It doesn't help your cause. Even if he's completely healthy, if he was great, they would have played him before Simeon. You know, Simeon is who he is. He's a journeyman backup that you hope only plays a game or two, if that. So, really, the unfortunate reality is the Saints, when they lost to Winston, I mean, that was their playoff hopes and their big run hopes down the drain. Now, could they still play well enough in a one-game situation to upset a good team, you know, maybe try to ruin somebody else's season? Sure, because I think the defense is still really talented and they're still good up front on offense and they can run the ball. But, I mean, even other than Winston, Michael Thomas hasn't played. He's out for the year. Kamara has been hurt. I mean, we're talking big, big players. Like, we're not just talking minor injuries for, you know, backups. We're talking about all your stars. Your quarterback, your best receiver, and your best running back have all been out. Nobody withstands that and plays well.
Tons of money there as well, of course, a lot of missing stars. If they all were healthy and all playing at the – I mean, right now, it would be a different Saints team.
Absolutely, yeah. But, I mean, they'd more than likely be a playoff team.
Exactly. Things are kind of open. Even the Niners actually could make it. Okay, so this is what the Cowboys have left in their schedule. They're top of the NFC East, kind of comfortable. Let's just say kind of comfortable. They're going to play Washington in a week, then the Giants, then again Washington, then the Cardinals, which might be the toughest game, and then they play last to the Eagles. What do you think about that schedule, Jeff?
They control their own destiny, and so the NFL was kind of smart. They set it up so that a lot of these division games happen near the end of the year so that the games mean more. And really, I have a tough time seeing Dallas lose to the Giants. Maybe they could split with Washington, but I still – you have to – that would take a lot on Washington's part. And then, you know, I thought the Eagles were starting to play a little bit better and maybe they would challenge, but the way things are looking right now, I think Dallas may have the division locked up before they even get to that last game. The Cardinals game will be a big one, but really, as long as they play well versus Washington, the Giants, and the Eagles, that Cardinals game doesn't mean all that much unless we're talking about, you know, seeding for the number one seed. I think Dallas is going to end up winning the division. Like I said, I thought the Eagles were kind of starting to come around just at the right time, but. They just got too far behind early and there's too much ground to make up now.
Or the Giants are turning the corner.
Yeah, I mean, the Giants are just kind of, I mean, they play hard and they have some good individual pieces, but as a whole, they're a mess.
Which, by the way, quarterback Jones will not be playing this weekend. He has a concussion, so he will not be playing this weekend. The Chiefs, Jeff Favre, they beat the Cowboys, which we just talked about, up in Arrowhead, 19-9. And the Chiefs are back on top of the AFC West. I thought it was too soon. I thought they were going to finish number two. I mean, of course, yes, there's still some season left. But, Jeff, are you feeling comfortable now?
I wouldn't say comfortable because 1 week can change a lot when you only have a one-game lead. But I mean, look, it's kind of similar to what we just said with Dallas in that when you look at the Chiefs' schedule, they still play the Broncos twice and they play the Raiders and Chargers once. And then you mix in games with Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. So when you look at that, they completely control their own destiny with the division. So as long as they take care of business, they should. I mean, look, everyone talked early on about how bad the Chiefs' defense was. And don't get me wrong. It was awful. I mean, early in the year, they were on pace to be the worst defense in NFL history on a play-by-play basis. So the people that were saying they were bad, look, they deserve to be called that because they were bad. But now they got some players back. Frank Clark's gotten healthy. Chris Jones moved back inside. They traded for Melvin Ingram. Willie Gay got healthy. Juan Thornhill's back on the field. So that's a lot to get back and a lot to add to your defense. And they've played a lot better. And the reason I'm saying all that is because the other defense in the division that stinks, that hasn't gotten better, is the Chargers. The Chargers defense is just a mess. I mean, they made the Steelers offense look credible in a home game in Los Angeles. So when you look at the division, I can't look, anything can happen in one game. So could the Broncos upset the Chiefs? I don't think it'll happen, but yeah, I mean that anything can happen in one game. But I can't imagine the Broncos are actually going to win the West. They're just too limited at quarterback compared to the other team. And then their defense, I think their defense is good, but it's probably not great like people hoped it would be.
Not the Von Miller
And
grade.
the chart, yeah, I mean, and I don't even know that it's Vaughn that they're missing. It's just really hard to consistently have a top five defense year in and year out. And then the Chargers, like I said, the Chargers defense just isn't good at all. And the Raiders, I mean, man, I don't know what the Raiders are. They do some things well on defense. They hit the quarterback, they get pressure because Crosby is just a nightmare.
They had an abysmal
And
loss
on
against the
offense,
Bengals.
yeah, I mean, that's just it though. They find a way to beat Dallas, but then they were blown out by the Bengals. They're a hard team to really put much faith in.
And plus, with their
And it's
coaching issues as well.
yeah, you lose your head coach and Ruggs. I know what he did off the field was horrific, but I'm just saying, just from an on the field perspective, you can't replace what he did. And DeSean Jackson can do a lot of those same things, but DeSean Jackson can still make some plays for you. But he's not in his prime anymore. He's not going to be that guy that you want on the field every snap.
Yeah, this Raiders team quite odd. They did win on Thanksgiving, which is a massive win for them on prime time. Just like Jeff said, AFC West is still tight. Chiefs are just up by one game from the others. Chargers are Chargers, Raiders, and Broncos are tied for second at 6-5. So I can't say it's. I mean, I've been saying this for a while, and I could still say it today, but the AFC West is still in play. You think, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean it's still wide open. It's wide open, and the schedule's going to take care of that because they're all playing each other down the stretch here. And I think this Sunday night's going to be a big game. The Chiefs and Broncos play each other, and the Broncos feel some kind of way. They haven't beat the Chiefs since 2015, so it's been a long time since the Broncos have beat the Chiefs. And every time they play, they always talk about how angry they are and. But anger only takes you so far, and eventually you just have to be the better football team. Right now, I think the Chiefs are the better football team. I don't know many people would argue that the Broncos are a better team right now. But again, it comes down to in the division, a one in one game, anything can happen. So if the Broncos would find a way to pull the upset, then all of a sudden the AFC West is going to come down to the last week of the season. If they can't pull the upset, it's still not over because a lot would depend on what the Chargers and Raiders do. But if the Chiefs win Sunday, they're in a really good position then.
What?
And
Yeah.
if the Chiefs win, keep in mind they're also in play for the one seed still. Which I thought was crazy talk a while ago, but the Titans are just so beat up beyond belief that you have to think they're going to drop a few more games. They're just absolutely torn apart by injuries. And then the Ravens, similar. The Ravens have a ton of injuries too. And every week it feels as though we say, "Oh man, the Ravens were one play away from losing." It just feels as though we say that every single week. I mean, last week Lamar Jackson threw four interceptions and they still won. So I'm just saying I wouldn't write off the Titans and Ravens not winning the one seed.
How about the Patriots?
I should say Titans or maybe.
They're at second in the AFC right now. Can they bump up a little bit?
So the Patriots' defense is legitimate, but we're going to learn a lot about them because they play Buffalo twice in the next 3 weeks. If I'm remembering, I know they play Buffalo two more times, but I thought it was two times in the next 3 weeks or maybe
they
two times.
Monday night for sure.
They play. Yeah. So we're going to learn a lot about both teams. And, you know, my feel for it, I favor the Patriots over the Bills a little bit.
I had that same feeling, Jeff.
Yeah, Belichick, the thing about Bill Belichick is he can beat you a lot of different ways, but the guy, when they've had really good defenses, they've been extraordinarily difficult. And the Bills' offense has not been as explosive or as consistent as what any of us expected it to be. So what happens if the Patriots are able to bludgeon them running the ball and shorten the game and finish drives with touchdowns? But with my life savings on the line, I would say that Buffalo wins at Buffalo and then New England wins at New England. So I think they'll end up splitting. But I wouldn't write off the Patriots. The only question I have, you know, we always talk about Super Bowl contenders. Who's a Super Bowl contender? The Patriots' defense is awesome. It's excellent. But I just always have trouble saying the team led by a rookie quarterback is going to be someone that I'm going to pick to go the whole way of the Super Bowl. That's asking a lot, you know, and that's not to diminish Mac Jones. I think he's played well. Some people try to put him down because he only does what's asked of him and doesn't do a lot of flashy things. But, I mean, you can't fault the guy for running the offense and doing what he's asked to do. I just, at some point, because every player goes through it, he's going to hit some major bumps in the road just because he is a rookie. And it happens to every rookie, even great rookies, have those difficult times.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of Dan Marino. I think he went to Super Bowl on his rookie year or his second year. I can't remember exactly, but
yeah,
I know they didn't accomplish the
Dan
win.
Dan Marino did.
Yeah.
But let's be careful here. I mean, Mac, again, not trying to diminish what Mac Jones has done, but he's not Dan Marino. I mean, we can be pretty certain about that. He's not Dan Marino.
But is he Tom Brady?
No, he's not Tom Brady. I mean, look, Tom Brady's the best quarterback to ever play the game. So, I mean, let's not.
Yeah,
both guys like to throw a lot of short passes. That doesn't mean they're the same guy.
Yeah, which is what the Patriots like to do, short passes in the front. Anyways, we talked a lot about AFC West and some Patriots and, of course, the AFC. Jeff, are you anything else before we head into NFL Week 13 predictions?
No, let's get the predictions.
Let's go in for the gamblers out there. All right, let's first start off Indianapolis Colts, who had a good 2 weeks ago, lost against Tampa, but it's going up to a little bit easier opponent, Houston Texans. Jeff, what's going to happen at Houston?
The Colts will win, and they may win big. And, you know, the shame of it is for the Colts, they gave Tampa all they could handle, they gave the Ravens all they could handle, and they just couldn't finish the game. But like you said, this week's a lot different because they're not playing Tampa or the Ravens. They're playing the Texans. And I fully expect the Colts to win that game handily.
We should see more from Jonathan Taylor, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
The Vikings visit Detroit. This could be a potential upset. Maybe Detroit will get their first win. Does Jeff agree?
Oh, man, it's always hard to pick the lines. But Minnesota missing Dalvin Cook is a big deal.
It helps for Detroit.
That's huge. And that's huge. And, man, you know, it's at Detroit. It's a division game. Cook's out. The Lions are going to get their first win.
Jeff
it's
agrees
ugly,
with
but
me.
They're going to find a way.
I think so. It feels like this is the weekend. This is the weekend. Which I think, give me one sec here. Let me look this up. I think there's a player missing this weekend, which not DeAndre Swift will not be there this weekend. Does that change your pick?
No, I mean, it would help if he was playing. But okay. No, I'm going to stick with the Lions.
Miami, 4-game winning streak. Giants just beat the Eagles. They're playing in Miami. Not too hot. It's a little cool, actually, this week. Jeff, who's going to win? Daniel Jones will not be playing this weekend.
Well, that's the Dolphins all day. Because, I mean, they're at home. They play good defense. And you're facing a backup quarterback. And the Dolphins on defense are pretty sound. And, man, the games I've watched, they really adjust their defense to their opponent. And, yeah, I like the Dolphins probably by 10. I think they'll handle that game, pull away in the second half. I think Giants will have some turnovers.
Yeah, they probably will. Mike Glennon will be at the helm. Ryan Krista says, go Broncos. It says it's their time, Jeff. What do you respond to that?
I've been hearing it's the Broncos' time for a long time, ever since Peyton Manning left. Like I said, anything can happen in one game. I'm not naive to that. But I think if the Chiefs stay on script, they'll win.
Yeah, this game seems like it's looming. Just like Monday night, both night games are going to be pretty good. I cannot complain. I have to go watch it somewhere. Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Colts. Now they're going to Atlanta. A little bit weaker team than Indy. But Atlanta has Ryan and Kyle Pitts. Maybe an upset?
I don't see an upset, but I think just because it's a division game and playing at home, Atlanta will at least give them a fight for a while. The only thing is, the first time these two teams played, it was just out of hand immediately, and the Bucs just, blew them off the field. I don't know that we'll see that again, but the Bucs will still win. I mean, this is just one of those situations where one team just completely outclasses the other. So maybe Matt Ryan will probably rack up some yards because of the best Bucs secondary. But at the end of the day, the Buccaneers are going to win handily.
And they will still be out with Antonio Brown and Mike Edwards. Of course, they've been playing without Brown for the past couple of weeks, past month. And also John Hanklin III, he's a wide receiver. I've not seen him play, so I don't think that matters much. So Tampa it is, no matter what. NFC East divisional game, Philadelphia Eagles. No, not divisional. Sorry about that. I read it wrong. Philadelphia at the Jets. Jets have been pulling some upsetters there. Philadelphia goes back to Meadowlands. Will they go to 0-2 in New York?
No. I think the Eagles are going to win that game. And just the Jets, it seems like we've been talking about them rebuilding for a really long time. And with the Eagles, I did think the Giants game was a chance for the Eagles to turn the corner. They didn't do it. But again, the Jets, even though the Giants aren't a great team by any means, I think they're still better than the Jets. And the Eagles are pretty good up front, so that gives you some level of consistency on a week-to-week basis. So a lot of weeks they'll at least beat the lower echelon teams. So I see the Eagles winning.
Eagles definitely need to provide, of course, NFC East. Not too wide open, of course, but it's a little bit going up for the second place. And let's go to the next game. Arizona Cardinals with Kyler Murray coming back, going up against Chicago, playing against Colt McCoy. So what's going to happen there? McCoy. He plays for Arizona. I don't know if Fields is playing. I don't think so. Might be the Red Rifle.
So it's going to be a long day for the Bears. I mean, unfortunately, they're just one of these teams that feels like they're hanging on by a thread. It took everything they had to beat the Lions. and Murray coming back, he's going to be pumped to be back on the field. The offense is going to want to...
And Hopkins is coming back, too.
That's a lot to get back. I mean, that's a lot to add to your team. That's all, yeah, it's going to be a rough day for the Bears, man. I mean, the chance of firing Nagy are only going to get louder as the year goes on. So That's going to be a big Cardinals win.
And yes, the Red Rifle and the Alton is playing this weekend for the Bears, so still going to be a long day. Let's go Chargers. You know those Chargers at Cincinnati Bengals. Wow, what's going to happen there?
That's a win for Cincinnati.
No bias. And, can't be.
Look, well, but I always say, you know, I mean, the Chargers almost lost to the Eagles earlier in the year. And I've always said about how I think it's really hard to, like, play on the opposite side of the country, different time zones. And now you're playing a good team, too. You're not playing the Eagles. You're playing the Bengals, who are legitimately good. And I think the Chargers just have not played well. I mean, they just got blown out by the Broncos. So that's not to take everything away from the Broncos, but that, you know, that's not a good sign. You just got blown out by the Broncos. Now you're going on another road game across the country to play a team that's better than the Broncos. So what I worry about in this game, I think the Bengals offense is just going to have a field day. I think the Bengals offense is going to just move up and down the field. And I think Mixon will have a huge game because the Chargers just can't stop the run to save their life. I like the Bengals in that game.
Yeah, Justin Herbert definitely had a good start of the season right now. Not just him. I mean, he's playing okay, but the team has not been a little bit unrelaxed. So we'll see what happens. Cincinnati, Joe Burrow is the real deal, isn't he?
Yes, and I mean, this time of year, you have to appreciate him more since he's in all those Home Alone movies.
All right, let's go to Los Angeles. Jacksonville, they play these – it feels like they play every tough team every week. They're playing against the Rams. The Rams has been having not good 2 weeks. They lost against the Niners last week. What's going to happen there? And then OBJ had like a – I think he had 4 catches last week. But what's going to happen there? Easy win for L.A.?
When teams get in these funks, you always wait for the bounce back game. And look, the Rams will beat the Jaguars. I think what they're going to want to see, though, is they want to do something convincing so that they can feel as though they get out of this funk and get back on the right path. The Rams are too talented to be playing the way they have been. Division games are always tough, though. You know, that's why I never give like guarantees in division games because they're always unique.
Not even the home games.
The 49ers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and the 49ers are a good physical team. So I think the Rams, you know, the Rams will win. I'm just not sure if they're going to break out of this funk and play better. But I would certainly think they will. You know, this is the game where they get right.
Yeah, and the Rams lost against the Packers last week in Lambeau. I don't blame him. That's a tough place to play. Let's go Washington. Heinicke, he's getting warmed up. He's getting liked in Washington. Visiting Las Vegas, of course, they had a win in Thanksgiving in Dallas, which is tough to do. What's going to happen there, Jeff?
So, I like the Raiders in this one. And really, what it comes down to for me is the Raiders use more of a quick passing game. And Washington's linebackers, and even their secondary to a lesser extent, have struggled a bit. And now you don't have Chase Young. Well, I think Washington's pass rush is still better than average because they still have talent there. But when you miss the number one guy, you know, you miss your dominant player, that's tough. I mean, that's tough for anyone to make up for. And the Raiders, you know, the Raiders aren't great. You know, when they play the better teams, they lose. But it does seem like they beat the lower echelon teams they play. So I like the Raiders in that game, especially playing at home. They'll score. You know, I think they'll score 30 points and win like a 30-24 type game.
Yeah, and Washington came out of a narrow win against the Seahawks, 17-15. So it wasn't too convincing. Seahawks is a little bit weak, you know, with an injured Russell Wilson and not having all their starters there. Let's go to the Ravens, the beat-up Ravens, going up to Pittsburgh. A lot of complaints against Roethlisberger. What's going to happen in Pitt? This is a huge game.
Yeah, and the Steelers have been really beat up. But I will say this. It seems as though just when you want to completely bury the Steelers is when they bounce back and play a good game. Even this year, leading into the Cleveland game, I think most people were picking Cleveland to win. And the Steelers just found a way to make that game ugly and almost unwatchable. But then they find a way to win it. And look, the Ravens' offense is not playing well right now at all. So I expect, and every time the Steelers and Ravens play, you can almost just eliminate everything else that happened that season, because they're just going to, they're going to kick the ever living heck out of each other and, you know, play hard and big hitting and all those things. So I'm just going to say this. The Ravens have really been flirting with disaster, and the Steelers have been disaster. So they're due to bounce. I think they're due to bounce back a little bit. I'm gonna say the Steelers pull off the upset. Rivalry game, division game. They're gonna, you know, there's a bit of their ego that's probably been hurt. They're gonna be playing for pride. And like I said, the Ravens, they've just been playing with fire too much for my liking, and I think this is the week it backfires and the Steelers win the game.
Jeff, it's all about turn things around in this episode. Will Seattle turn things around when they face San Francisco in Seattle?
No. It's man, I think this might end up being Pete Carroll's retirement party.
No.
This season. Not saying this game, but this season. I mean, look, the 49ers, they were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. And if I know they're still playing Jimmy G right now, if Trey Lance is what they hope he is, the 49ers are going to be right back into NFC contention. It's too easy to forget that they have a really, really quality roster, both sides of the ball. So, yeah, I think the Niners win this one, not necessarily handily, because it is, like I keep saying, I don't mean to repeat myself, but division games, I don't see many blowouts. But yeah, the 49ers are going to win the game, and people are going to be calling for Pete Carroll to go back to USC.
Which they just hired Lincoln Riley. And, of course, this month is divisional rivalry month, it feels like. Lastly, but not – might be the first time they meet, Denver at Kansas City, the biggest game on Sunday. Jeff, what's going to happen? And just give us a score with this one.
So, I think the Chiefs will win, but I still think it's going to be ugly. And with the exception of the Raiders game, when was the last clean game that the Chiefs offense played? I mean, I couldn't even tell you. Like, they have not played clean without turnovers and drops and penalties. I mean, it feels like, aside from two games all season, they just haven't done it. And that's what the Broncos want. The Broncos want to get in these ugly, disgusting, run the ball, hit just a few big pass plays, and then let their defense control the game. Now, fortunately for the Chiefs, their defense has been playing better. I think the Chiefs are going to win, but it's going to be 24-17, and the game is still going to be in question going into the fourth quarter.
Wow. It's going to be closer than usual. Of course, they'll play the Broncos again 2 weeks later. So this is what divisional month is looking like. You got to play these teams. But yeah, I think that game is going to be good. Of course, Monday Night Football with the Patriots and the Bills. So it should be exciting. Is Teddy Bridgewater playing on Sunday?
Yes. Yeah. From everything I've seen, Teddy will be playing.
A little banged up, but it, cause you would prefer to have Drew Lock though.
I mean, Teddy's always battling through something, but if Drew Lock plays, then I would change my prediction, because Drew Lock is just a turnover waiting to happen. So when he plays, bad things happen.
Yeah, it would definitely be a larger margin. So there you have it, NFL Week 13. The games are going to get rougher this month. Ratings will go high, and of course, you know, we'll see. This month will determine the outcome, because in general, the last week of the season is the first week of January, so we still have a lot more football coming into the new year, so looking pretty excited. Jeff, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about winter barbecuing?
the best way to follow along is at JT Fulver on Twitter.
It's pretty cold up there, right? Like, what's the coldest it been so far?
Well, it's been down under freezing here. I mean,
negatives?
Yeah. No, not negatives, but it's been like 30, 28,
that's not
30,
too bad.
Somewhere in there, some night.
30
no,
degrees.
I mean, it's not terrible.
You can play football with no long sleeves.
I wouldn't, but yeah, I mean, if you were tough, you could.
Well, there you have it. JT Fulver, you can reach us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1. College football conference championship games are tomorrow. We'll be live tweeting Bama versus Georgia and a lot of the other games. Kind of predictable weekend for college football, what I've been hearing and talking to the Sportscast contributors. So looking forward to it. And then Sunday, more football. Then Monday night, more football. I think that game is going to be high rating, I believe. So we'll see what happens. Belichick versus the Bills. If the Patriots win on Monday night, Jeff, I think there's a lot more tell there.
Yeah, I agree. Yep. If the Patriots win, it tells us more than if the Bills win. I mean, really, because the Bills probably should win. So if they don't, then you start to question them a little bit.
Yeah. And AFC is in play. Maybe the Patriots will be back after 2 years of – or two – yeah, 2 years of MIA. Well, I guess you can say that. I don't know. Anyways, Jeff, always a pleasure, and I hope you have a wonderful, warm weekend.
All right. Thank you, Santiago.